your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Does that mean we're doing one of those dumb,
no,
where should you go for Valentine's Day,
no,
lists?
Not. It's episode 1601.
Go to Chili's.
I went to Chili's for dinner last night.
Okay.
It's
well,
a Sunday
then you shouldn't go.
Tradition.
You shouldn't go twice in 1 week to Chili's.
What guys, I'm going to have to bow out.
Fried chicken fingers?
Who gets grilled chicken fingers today?
Why?
I forgot it was Valentine's Day. I've got things to do.
He's got plans. He got plans, but... today we're going to talk about all the breaking news that's happened. I think I said 1601. This episode 1601 that happened over the last week. Some of it breaking, some of it they pretended was breaking. I feel like it was just a lot of there's a decent amount of fluff in all of these announcements, but it's all right. We just covered it anyway because it was the D23 Japan Expo, and they announced some pretty cool stuff. But also they announced some stuff that no one's happy about, which is obviously some price increases. Now, not that crazy of a bump this year. I know some people were talking about a few bucks here and there, really, when you break it
down.
The
only one I saw that was a little on the end, and with good reason, is the Disneyland annual passes went up almost 20%.
Yeah. And the one-day Magic Kingdom peak price went up about almost 8.4%, 8.6 for a four-day ticket. So actually, I mean, these are pretty sizable differences. Now, I mean, some are not. If you're talking about a one-day value, you know, day at the Magic Kingdom, you're talking about the difference between $107 for the day to $109. So not exactly something that anyone is really going to notice. I know it's incremental, people complain, but when it really comes down to it, that's not making or breaking your vacation. Now, what's interesting is you have then a four-day swing for regular, and then you have a $10 swing, though, for, like I said, for the peak, going up from $119 to $129. That's when you start talking to people, go, okay, because then it adds up.
Family of four, that's $40
right.
Yeah,
a day.
Yeah, so... And that kind of, it doesn't necessarily carry suit throughout. That's what I think is a little interesting. The one-day regular price ticket at the other three parks went up 6% and went up from $107 per day regular to $114 a day. And the one-day value went from $99 to $102. So it's not like they picked, like, arbitrarily these to go up. And then you have the one-day peak for the other parks only going up $3. So the other parks, $3 extra a day, but $10 extra a day for the Magic Kingdom at peak time. I'm not going to read through all of these, but some of the ones that are a little bit more on the high end. You obviously, the three-day park hopper goes up $21. The four-day ticket goes up $30. And from there, it's sort of in that range. And the main one is the premier pass that for everybody went up. Like the biggest one was if you are a Disneyland and Walt Disney World premier pass holder, it went up $140. But that again is if you're spending already $1,400 on a ticket, are you willing to go up to $1,500? And the answer is probably yes for a lot of those customers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, when you look at it, the annual passes, the regular annual passes went up between $60 and $80. That's not uncommon. You know, these numbers are not necessarily fun. I don't like them, but it's not something that is a,
at the
like
time we're recording this, the stock market price for Disney is up.
Yeah. Mm.
And I feel like the price increase is basically not, so, as far as the individual tickets are concerned, nobody's going to bat an eye at that. If you're buying individual tickets, you're committed to go to Disney, you're wanting to, and $10 or whatever it ends up being for your family difference is not going to break that.
Right.
The Florida residents, however, with, you know, with that hike, that could deter a little bit. But honestly, if you're looking at it, I mean, 10 to 20% hikes on that stuff when people are already investing that much money, it's, I don't,
they're not making,
I don't see them not, you know, okay, if you lose 20% of the people, I don't think you lose 20% of the people if you do a 20% hike on it. I don't
think what Disney's at risk at, and so I talked about this with someone over the weekend, that at some point for some families, because it's not just this increase. There's been this increase. Some years there's one increase. Some years there's two.
Yeah.
I personally think, leading up to Star Wars Land and all the other things we're going to talk about on the show later today, I think we're going to move into a season of two price increases a year, possibly. I think you're going to see a significant, I would say before Galaxy's Edge opens.
Oh yeah, I think they'll be.
I think you'll see 25% price increase over that
year.
Over the was it a year? Are we a year away from Galaxy's Edge?
2019, next summer.
Yeah, should be open. You're looking at least one, maybe two significant price increases, maybe 20%.
Yeah. Someone just said, what are the odds? We're broadcasting live, by the way, if you're listening to audio on our Facebook page on WDW Today. Just go to facebook.com/WDW Today and like the page and subscribe, and you'll get it notified when we go live. What are the odds of a year without increases? I think very little next to none. The economy is up and things are booming like they are right now. It's just not going to happen. And like I go with more what Green says to say, which is these are not deterrent numbers. These are your normal bumps. We had the major bump that happened a couple years ago now, or a year and a half ago. Have you all seen attendance drop? Maybe a little here and there, but things are on the rise. It feels like it's busier than ever when you're down there. If this deters a little bit of people, it's not. I think it's a small enough percentage to not matter long term.
Yeah, I think that the myth of them doing the price raises for trying to do crowd control
leading out people,
has been gone for quite some time now. Clearly. If that is their intention.
If you have a low rate ticket, if you have a peak season versus the regular season versus the low season, and you're pricing that lower, you're trying to get more people to the park.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that's.
And they've got so many different revenue streams. I mean, they're crushing it in the Star Wars realm, mm-hmm. you know, with that buyout and
that
everything.
Han Solo trailer, though,
it's pretty good.
I'm all in on Han Solo.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Even a flop is doing well.
Right. Right. You're talking about a movie that, like The Last Jedi, that didn't necessarily perform the way it was supposed to. It's still over $1 billion. Was the biggest movie of 2017, with only being released for 2 weeks in 2017. So that should say a lot to you right there. Mm-hmm. That even these movies that are coming out or these properties or the merchandise is down, toys are down, still in the grand scheme of things, it's different. It's also a different world. It's a different world. I think more people are willing to spend their money in different ways.
Well, I think outside of ticket increases, there are little tiny increases that I believe for some families is going to deter them. That they may not go every year. They may make an every other year trip. Yeah. I mean, parking is going up if you're staying off site. That's $2 a day. Minivans went up,
$5.
25%.
If you don't know what the minivans are, essentially it's the Uber service that they've created themselves powered by Lyft, where you take a not even a minivan, but like a town and country, not town and country, like a crossover around. I've never done it, so I can't say.
Minnie.
Yeah, because they're polka
dot. It's not Mini.
I saw him scooting around on our trip.
Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, the minivans.
You can also take a minivan to the airport.
Yeah, and that to me is worth 25.
I think that one's more than 25, but it's worth it's worth it to not take the Magical Express for sure.
No, way sure. Yeah, that costs $150 if you're going to the airport.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Or
rent a car at that point. And then you have a car the whole time. I mean, the car prices are not bad in Orlando typically. No. So, that's expensive for, I would just rent a car.
I mean, I feel like it all depends. They're obviously market testing, but I mean, I feel like if there was a huge pushback on this, then they might not do what you think, Terry, as far as like seeing 25% of increases, but we could probably see in other areas, like let's just say the budget food items there, like your chicken fingers and hamburgers and stuff, you might see those go up $1, you know, something like that to, you know, kind of bring it up to where they need it to be without, you know.
I think it's definitely, that's what I said, it's slowly, like parking is going up $2, which if you're staying on site, like you get free parking. But
yeah, I feel like they're missing out on opportunity, though, bringing the food prices up to the point where it's a no-brainer to get the food plan.
Yeah,
like it's not there yet. I feel like that could eventually happen if I had to call it.
It's $2 more for parking. I mean, you're talking about, for most people's trips, about a week. Are you really going to make and break your decision over $14?
No.
But these prices affect package prices, because that means that your hotel room is going to probably pricing that's going to go up. So,
yes, I agree. Those kind of I agree. If you start pricing people out, but these small incremental things, no one's making their decision over $40.
Right.
No one's making these decisions probably over $100. I think that's probably where people start when it gets to a $100 change. It's probably where people start going, maybe we don't go to New York.
When do we revolt?
Well, no,
what's
and you're
the
missing...
price point that we just
when they replace
flipping
It's a Small World with Tangled? I'm out. Let's talk about this. If that happens, I'm out. Y'all have fun.
I want to see Will flip tables.
It's a Tangled World.
No, but here's the deal.
I like flip that. Tangles.
Whenever it gets to that point, game. You're going to go to, you're going to, especially people tangles. With kids, especially people with kids, you're going to go to Disney. Yep. It's just going to happen. So,
and they're promoting
there's
this
price
whole,
increases. There's price increases. It's going to happen. If you're upset about that, then you go from being at the Polynesian to going to, you know, Caribbean Beach.
There's
you
also,
know what I mean? Like, that's a way around it.
Have you seen the options, or not the options, the promotions now for the Kinder Moon?
No.
Which is you need to take your kids before they go the year before they go to kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
On a Kinder Moon.
Yep, that's it. That's where I'm flipping the table.
It's your last
that's
week.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's like your last
Will
week
has walked into the church
kid.
As Jesus, and he is. Uh-huh. We gotta quit it.
They're that's promoting sacrilege. It on Disney Junior.
Of course they are, and because they're indoctrinating your child to do it
before you go
before
to Disney.
You have any say in this. Your child goes, "Daddy, Kinder Moon."
Yeah, you
now.
Gotta take your kids before they're not kids anymore, which is when they go to kindergarten. They're no longer children.
They're adults at this point.
At that point, they're adults.
What is it?
They got a 9-to-5 schedule Monday through Friday.
Johnny's gonna enter the workforce right after like. Kindergarten workforce.
I have a question for
Will. I'll be honest, I watched it and I was like, I kind of love this.
I have a question for Will. Will, now that you are a father, one, will you take your child to Disney before they're age 10? And if so, what age is that?
No, it'll be on her 16th birthday. We get to go to Disney. No car, though.
Please do not review
Amanda,
this podcast.
Amanda's in the studio.
I'm just kidding.
Amanda, no, she'll take
Amanda
child.
Said she's going to take her.
No, she'll go before she's 10. Yes, of course. I, mean, I don't know what age. It also depends on what...
You have family members that live there.
Right. Like, so, I can't specifically say which age, but, you know, probably not in flu season.
I assume she'll go within...
Amen.
I would assume your daughter will in the next 24 months.
Probably,
just
maybe.
On yeah. property. Just in a... Like,
yeah.
Free,
yes.
You're going to
yeah.
go.
At least tomorrow, Moto.
I mean, we took my daughter when she was just a shy under two, and we thought that was way too early. We were like, this is going to be a waste of our money. Yes, she's not going to remember it, but you know what? We sure as heck did, and it was amazing.
Well, it's like I'm not taking her right now at 6 months old. Yeah. Like, that right. would, that she wouldn't even really know what she's looking
no,
at.
No, I mean, like, I'd year and it. A half, 2 years
of
old is probably
would.
A good time. I mean, like, I mean... I ugly cried. I mean, it's fine.
I'm
I mean,
not doing a dadgum yeah, Kinder thing. Moon, though. That's a dumb saying.
I'm all in on the Kinder it. Moon.
I remember when Logan posted pictures of their first trip and posted, like, you know, because they you don't post your child's, you don't post Riker's face on the internet.
Right.
But you posted the pictures of, like, their feet on Main Street and you guys had matching shoes. I remember those. Like, that was a big deal. I got emotional for that because it was, like, it was their first trip and he had a blast. You guys had a great trip. You may have not lasted very long in the park, but you were there and you got to.
I think when he was little, we lasted okay. It was like when it was like the mid years, but we're also annual pass holders, so if we went for 2 or 3 hours or 3 to 5 hours, it wasn't a big deal. But that's off topic. Kinder Moons aside,
Kinder Moon.
I prefer Sailor Moon.
Did we just have a Kinder Moon?
There's a wrestler
moon?
Named Ember Moon.
Was it the very Kinder similar. Moon last week?
No, that nope. was a super moon.
If you
super
flunked moon. Out of Blood kindergarten, moon. Could you essentially have a Kinder Moon at any time?
Yeah, agrees. You still have to have a Kinder Moon.
Yeah, I went to private school and went half a year.
Private
yeah, I know,
school.
Right? I know, right? I'm so rich. The I was 1%. In kindergarten for like I don't know half a year, and I graduated up. So technically, I didn't
Why
graduate
did you get
kindergarten.
Out?
You no, got, they had this thing called pre-first, which was for like the advanced gifted
no,
kids.
No, that's what your mom told you. You were
pre-first.
Pre-first. Yeah, also known as kindergarten.
That sounds like a like made up right then term.
That's kindergarten.
You're in a pre-first.
No, guys, it's a
she
thing.
Looked at two different signs y'all, and mixed those words
don't
together.
Make me more insecure than I am right now. Y'all are really hurting me right now.
Good.
All right, but let's talk about some
mom,
of the other things that
there.
Happened beyond price increases, which are real fun. There were some confirmations. One, let's start with, I guess, the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. They put up some new artwork from it, but what they didn't say was it really was bumped back probably about a year because they'd been promoting 2018. It'd say that on the signs, 2018, and now kind of under the rug, 2019, it's happening. Real interesting, though, because I thought for sure that this was going to be the supplement between you know now and Star Wars Land have something new in there. But, man, when you got Toy Story coming out, I guess they don't think it mattered to Toy Story. They didn't give an opening day for Toy Story, but we're talking about probably 6 months for Toy Story or less, right?
Which is interesting.
In the summer?
Because
they're saying summer.
I feel like the work that they're doing on the pier in California Adventure seems more. You think
just feels like a facelift. All that's right. coming in June.
Yeah, that's coming in June. I figure we'd got some sort of announcement.
Yeah. But they put up some artwork from the Mickey and Minnie Railway thing. It looks the same. It's that weird sort of design that's in these Mickey shorts that I'm not a giant fan of. I will still obviously ride it. I'm not going to be able to, I don't protest anything. But it is interesting they bumped it back. And we said this before. I think the Hollywood Studios right now gets a lot of hate when really you look at it. Yes, there's limited amount of attractions there, but the attractions that are open are like headliners.
Just as fun.
Right. So when you have Toy Story Mania, Star Tours, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Star Tours, that's a pretty good day.
It's true.
That's a pretty good day. And then you have supplemental attractions around that. I mean, it's hard to say that there are as many big name attractions at, I mean, Magic Kingdom has a lot more rides, but when you're talking about headliners, it's not that far off numbers wise.
I feel like Hollywood Studios still has more headline attractions right now compared to Epcot.
Yeah. Oh, or even Animal Kingdom.
My one concern for the trip at Christmas was whether or not we would have fun in Hollywood Studios. And it was basically the same. You know, we took advantage of like,
basically the same fun as Magic Kingdom. Is that what you're saying?
Always will. No.
The same fun as it will always was.
We put more emphasis into other things, you know, less than, and then I guess the ride, you know, like the Indiana Jones stage show.
Like Scavenger Hunt and stuff?
They have a lot of Star Wars stuff, and that kind of caught my eye. So I was
lots of Star Wars. Lots of Star
watching
Wars.
Watching that. Mm-hmm. It was fun. But it wasn't any less fun than normal.
We did get official news prior to all this. That's probably not even on the list of things we're talking about today.
All right.
That we're not getting Cinemagique.
Yes,
foreseeable future, it will be Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Oh, the name change.
Yeah. The name change did not occur. And I think some of that was backlash.
Mm-hmm.
That's because no one could say Magique.
There was not a single name on there that we all were like, thumbs up.
There's really, and I think they're right in their statement, there's no. It's a bunch of Hollywood properties taking over this park. Why do you need... I mean, yes, it's not a studios if we're being real literal at this point, but since when has that been the case at a theme park? You could say, you know, Universal Studios still has sound stages, but they're largely empty. You know, it's not that big of a deal. I think people can accept it as the theme of the park, not a literal it's a studios anymore.
I mean, everything's moving to Georgia because, you know, the tax laws. I mean, we might as well just call it Georgia Studios down there.
I like that. Because that's where Guardians of the Galaxy is made. If you're going to build these Marvel attractions.
Yeah. Go Dogs.
Might as well call it.
Go Dog Studios. It's best.
GDS. Yes.
Everyone would love
Thank
that.
Thank you, Will.
Everyone would. You know how many people would go to that?
And you should be there. You'd be like, film live at Go Dog Studios. I'm the Grease. Welcome.
Going down to GDS.
This is all making sense. I don't know what
they're going to call it GDS, Logan.
Well,
pretty sure they're not going to call it that.
Go Dog Studios.
Yep.
That's good. You missed your calling, Grease.
Welcome back to WDW Today.
Amen.
Yeah, I can't wait to see your daughter at Disney, Will. I feel like she's just going to be like, fireworks.
You're not coming. Who's to say she's not going to be just as grumpy as me? Be like,
oh man, that would be great.
Not the
real night attraction.
Not the real Belle.
She's just like,
that would be amazing.
Like, she's just so mad.
I liked talking Mickey better. When they get rid of him.
And the only thing is, she has a countdown to when she can drink around the world.
Where's Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? I've been hearing about this my entire life. Honey, I've been telling you, they got rid of it years ago.
When are we going to Horror Nights? So there was one interesting bit of news. There's a lot of interesting news from around the world, but I thought one that was interesting, which I could see theoretically happening, which is the Rock and Roller Coaster closing in Disney Paris and becoming... What is it? Disney Studios Paris, Walt Disney Studios Paris, and becoming an Iron Man Marvel attraction featuring your favorite Marvel characters as you race through essentially probably what will be a similar ride. It's being reimagined, as they would say, an overlay, becoming that. And there is part of me that has absolutely no problem with this. I think the Aerosmith thing is really cool. I've always loved it, but maybe the time has come. Those guys don't even look like those people anymore.
They don't.
And, you know, it's 20 years ago. The concept of it, it's very late 90s.
Yeah.
I love it. Again, I'm not saying I want them to close it, but if they were to replace the same ride with a Marvel overlay, I ain't complaining.
No, I'd be making my way over to Europe for that.
to ride it. I mean, the roller coaster is a roller coaster. It's a good roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a great one.
But Steven Tyler isn't adding anything to the attraction.
Well, you see that picture as you're leaving, picture of when they did the dedication, and you're like, man, that was a simpler time or something. It looks like a different world almost.
Uh-huh. I think at some point in real life, like, I feel like Steven Tyler's melting like a candle. And so I feel like at some point,
currently,
see,
like,
I don't know. See, Steven Tyler to me and Joe Perry look decently the same.
So
the other two guys,
Perry, my gosh,
I would never even recognize
them. Seen the other
I would recognize them on the stretch.
Let's just go after people's looks today.
But that being said, it's been a long time. I would be cool with this. And though, again, I like the rock and roller coaster theming and I like Aerosmith a lot. Aerosmith was also one of those bands who they had such a historic career, and then I feel like around the time of the Rock and Roller Coaster is kind of when the hits stopped, the new music kind of stopped. 2001, 2002 is kind of the last time you heard
career.
When you heard Jaded, that was sort of what happened after Jaded. Yeah. Not much, but that was pretty impressive. They had a good run, and I love Aerosmith now. I'd go see him tomorrow, but
I'd love to see an NSYNC version of that.
You can catch him wandering around town sometimes if you're
or around Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah. He's the only person allowed in costume there for some reason. They wrote that one off. It's fine. But I don't know. I would do it. I would be all in. Yeah. I'd be all in on a Marvel overlay. I'd be all in on a Star Wars overlay. I know they've done Star Wars for Galactic Nights, which is coming back, I think, in May. If you're in Walt Disney World, I'm hoping to kind of go down to finally experience that. But, yeah. Rasha says, what about a KISS version of the ride? I feel the same way. I love KISS. Look, I'd rather have a KISS ride than Aerosmith ride, personally, because I'm a KISS fan. But I think I'd rather have a timeless Iron Man ride.
Mm.
There's already the KISS putt-putt.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Yeah, they can't have competing IPs at two different places.
They were going to have KISS Island of Adventure.
KISS Island of Adventure?
They were going to have. They were talks when Islands of Adventure first opened that KISS would have an island.
That's crazy.
Because KISS in 1997, when they were planning Islands of Adventure, red hot property.
Big deal.
Was it like Detroit Rock Island?
I don't know if they got that far.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
That would have been pretty good.
It's like Alcatraz themed, but KISS.
Where was I? Probably in line at Rock and Roller Coaster.
I don't know. When did Rock and Roller Coaster open? 99, 2000, something like that?
Something like that. It's right around there.
Way before its time.
It was right around the end of their 90s like resurgence. Oh,
right, yeah.
You know?
So when they did the halftime show with
Armageddon was out. Yeah, it had been out for a few years. It was right after Jaded, I feel like.
So I'm saying they should do an NSYNC inspired one.
1999. So it's been a good 19 years.
Yep, that was good math.
Well, it's okay.
So speaking of indoor roller coasters.
Indoor roller coasters.
This is what I'm excited about.
Are we shifting to indoor water parks?
No.
In Gatlinburg?
No. I think we should move our discussion towards...
Ooh, this is what I'm excited about.
Towards the old... the refit of Ellen's place. Yeah.
I don't know if you call it a refit. You're talking about
they're talking about tearing the building down.
Yeah, they gutted it. And reconstruction is happening right now for the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I will go over to the dark side on this conversation because they announced the date, which I believe, am I incorrect in saying 2021 is what they're saying?
That's what it was.
In time for the 50th anniversary of it's what, 3-4 years?
Universal announces something and it's up in like 3 months.
Yeah.
Disney announces something and it's like, well, you know, I mean, it's 2018. Mm-hmm. Need a good 4 years to build a roller coaster at Disney.
Hey, let them take their time. It's supposed to be the world's longest indoor roller coaster, like you said.
The wording was strange because it's that, but it's also they like very much emphasize this is a family attraction.
Right.
Which makes me go like, does that mean we're getting like the...
It means it's going to be lame. White one.
It's going to mean it's going to be lame.
Yeah. It's going to be the log ride, but on like a track.
Like part of me thought that.
Is it the mine train?
Yeah.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Or is it...
It's going to be worse.
Well, because it's indoor.
It's going to be lame.
But, or is it going to the extreme of like a Gringotts, which Escape from Gringotts Universal, which is a roller coaster with scenes that happen.
That's what I bet.
What they mean
for.
By long is that you just sit in one place for a real
you
long
sit, time. And then you go for a little while.
Yeah.
I'd be cool with that.
Time-wise long, not lengthwise.
But I don't know. I feel like those were two different kinds of branding. But part of me was like, dang it, Riker is not a big fan of roller coasters. But by the time he's like 7 or 8, maybe we'll be able to convert him.
Man.
No, he'll be older than that.
I just wish Marvel could do more.
He'll be 9 years old.
I'm going to go back to Rock and Roller Coaster. Odds are of it actually becoming Vinnie Vincent's Rock and Roller
Dream
Coaster.
Dream on.
Did Vinnie Vincent save the Rock and Roller Coaster?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah.
I think the odds are now in the favor that the Rock and Roller Coaster does convert at some point in a couple of years.
See, what I would have thought that would have been a better fit for Guardians.
In the
that would have been the logical place.
Yeah.
Well, am I wrong in saying that they're already kind of slowly phasing Aerosmith out? Because like the
merchandise
the music's
is
different.
Done. I think the,
a yeah. lot of the stuff like yeah. when you take off, it's not him
he's
anymore.
He's a real human being. It's rude.
Terry said he's melting. I said phasing out. You decide which one's rude.
Yeah, they definitely have like they've downplayed, especially the store and all of that. There's not Aerosmith merchandise you can purchase anymore, I believe. So yeah,
it's definitely a lot less if it is still there.
The presence is still there, but it's way, way less than it
is. And I think that that's a fine thing.
When it first opened, it literally felt like you landed at their merch table.
Right. It was everything was Aerosmith themed from the second.
And now there might be, I think there's two or three like they're not even like park specific. I think they're just like Mickey's in leather.
Thinking about
t-shirt.
It too, when I wrote it around Christmas, the intro, like they used to put a huge when you were waiting, you were about to go in, they're like, all right, the guys, you know, and they would name drop Aerosmith, Steve, and blah blah, and now it's totally like, hey, this is our recording studio and there's a band in there, so I don't know what band it is or something like
that. Well, half the time you just walk through that room, they don't even use it as
well,
a holding
area. I just noticed like they used to, there was a script that it heavily incorporated Aerosmith and now not at all. And then you walk in and you're like, oh, I guess Aerosmith is still recording. His hand is different.
And they're still recording Walk This Way.
Yeah.
It's taken.
Timeless classic.
It's taken a while. It has taken 50. I mean, Walk This Way came out like 71.
They're going to get that bass tone. They're working on it. They're like,
hey, can you give me that Les Paul?
It.
You know, they used to go get the Les Paul. They don't do that anymore. I don't know if I imagine
they don't even go get Les Pauls anymore.
They don't even go get the Les Paul anymore.
I have some slight insight on the can we go back to price increase just for a second?
Sure, we're all over.
Okay,
we got to
go. I have a buddy that did his honeymoon there, and you did as well.
I did my wedding.
Did wedding there, Vegas. Honeymoon 2010. This is my buddy Josh. He went for $2,000, and that was Grand Floridian for like a week.
Yeah, that's
2010.
That's not happening.
It's 2 days now.
He priced it out. I guess. I think they have annual passes now, but just lodging, it would be about $5,000 where they're at right now for that week, for that same week. And so I was like, I mean, like, does that
big
stop you? And the issue is
in the economy.
It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop him though. Like, cause I asked him and he said that he would just choose a moderate or value option. And they do, they go every year pretty much already. So I don't think, I guess. One, like I said earlier, like when you transition away from like, oh, we always stay at the Polynesian to, you know what, like if it's going to be $10,000 for a family of four to be at the Polynesian and tickets all week and food, or you could do $2,500 at, you know, Pop Century.
Yeah. You're going to at least.
It makes sense.
At least try it out once.
Right.
Especially if you're going often. So this is interesting. Now, to go back to the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster, this was an interesting comment from the chairman of Parks and Resorts.
Bob Chapek.
Yeah, I want you to think, does this kind of is an interesting thought to me. Because, yes, they closed Ellen's Energy Adventure. No one was riding it. I don't care what you say. No one was riding it. And
it was a ride?
Exactly. It kind of was a ride. I guess it was. No one was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's sort of a ride. He moved.
Move more than Soarin', am I right?
Come on.
Yeah. So they said, as we build upon its core mission of optimism and hope to inspire the world, the real will become fantastic and the fantastic will come real in a whole new way, a whole new ways at Epcot. And then there's a line in here. I have to find it.
He's used those lines at first E23. The fantastic becomes real and the real becomes fantastic.
And then there's something that's like, we're making this Disney. And there's an odd question, like, quote with that, then I'm like, are you?
Is it the wow guest quote?
No, here it is. I just found it. So they're going to make it more family, more relevant, more timeless, and more Disney. Now, let's take like a look back here. That's a little odd way of putting, you're putting in a hot property ride, that you're making something more timeless and more Disney when you're talking about really a movie that hit a couple of years ago, it's very popular. It's going to be at least till the third one is out by the time that this attraction opens. So I guess we're not seeing any of them die in the old Infinity War.
Well, I think he's referencing Epcot as a whole.
I know, and that's odd. Like, is that more on brand? I don't really know. I agree, more relevant and more timeless, more family and more Disney. I would argue, like, I don't know about that.
Do we want that? At Epcot?
Yeah. I don't really care. That's never been an issue with me, but that's an odd way of putting it. And obviously, the big last bit of news that really came out was about the Star Wars Hotel, Galaxy's Edge, a seamless experience, what they're saying, where it will essentially connect to the park, something we've all speculated, but it's confirmed that your hotel now will be essentially what seems to be connected to Galaxy's Edge, where you will go get out, get in your hotel and your spaceport and fly up to your room. And it seems like it will be a 2-day, if I remember right. I'm all in.
Yeah, I mean, I will literally, that's an experience
that's cool.
That you absolutely do once and you're okay with paying $10,000
right,
for
and
a week.
Right, I think that's the...
$10,000.
I don't think it's going to be that much.
You're paying $10,000.
Private school pre-first grade over here. $10,000 like it's nobody's business.
I will never spend $10,000.
For a family of grease? Just you or for four people?
How much you spend? For four people. I wouldn't do that. However,
you just said you would. You said I'd be completely okay.
I was like, as a home run hole, like as people, like people will
you would,
do
you
that.
Say save me, up I mean money. Others.
Like that first year, they can. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's going to be Star Wars people coming from all over the world to stay at that hotel, and it's going to be so expensive.
And as I said, well, here's where I think it's interesting. So the journey through space will begin as everyone boards a starship and departs together for a multi-day Star Wars adventure. It's obviously not yet decided when this will open. We talked about this before, but I believe what they're saying with this is you're in it for a couple days and then you out. Hmm. I don't think this is a hotel you're going to be able to go and spend a week at. I think this is an experience that you're going to have for a couple days. It will then limit the amount of people so people aren't booking it up for 2 weeks.
Interesting.
Right. I don't know. To me, that's an interesting concept for a – because how else are they going to do this? Like, it's fully immersive. You're a character and all this stuff. There's got to be churn. You got to have people coming in and out.
Right.
So I think you're going to have like a 3-night, 2-night package, maybe more.
That's so smart.
That is smart.
Then you go. You have your adventure. And then you move to another.
Because they know they're going to come from all over the world.
It'll be booked for years.
So you're not going to fly, come across the world to stay for 2 nights. So you're going to book up the rest of the week somewhere and make an experience. Yeah.
And you're going to have a couple day Star Wars adventure. Also, do you really, and let's just like look on the broad scale of things, do you want to stay in a hotel with no windows and no, like when your window is a fake space? And you're living in space for more than a couple days.
It sounds like pre-first.
It's like staying in an interior room on a cruise. At some point, you start going crazy.
I don't know. Is room service like a Droid or a Chewie coming and delivering some waters? If so, I'll figure it out.
Chewie does not deliver things, Grace.
Oh, watch the movies.
It's those things from the Last Jedi. They deliver your milk in the morning.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
No delivers on Wookiees.
That's a separate adventure.
Look, Chewie always has your back. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. And if you need water... He'll get it for
Ross is saying it's 2029, so in 10 years.
Amen.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's more than 5 years, though.
Yeah.
Because I think that will be how do they renew interest back when it starts to finally taper back off. Though that's not going to happen for years. I love this idea. I think it's an innovative way to tell a story and to get you involved. I love the idea of that you're in and you're out and you're there for a couple days and that's your adventure and you're done. I think that's something they haven't really done yet, haven't really tapped into those kind of things on property. And then it will feel immersive.
And I think it's a great tag on to a cruise. If you're going on a cruise, do 2 days there and then go to the cruise.
Another dynamic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. So when Grease brought up honeymoon, I went and looked.
Kindermoon.
I went and looked what the ticket prices were for Leslie and I's honeymoon, 1998. This is our 20th anniversary this year. What do you guys think?
Just ticket price?
$5.95.
Guess for what ticket prices were in 1998.
$49.
Yeah, it's $50 to $70.
$39.75.
Oh my gosh.
For what? For a one day?
For a one day ticket.
I'm out.
Well, they didn't even do park hoppers back then.
A five day.
There was only one park. I mean, that could have been the reason.
An annual passport.
That's a joke.
Was $288.
Yeah. Well, when I got my first annual pass, which was 10 years ago, 11 years ago, something like that, it was $380, something like that.
Yeah, but what about the water parks?
That didn't include the water parks and more.
It was, at that price, back in the day, it was like you could really justify
but things were
being out of state.
Yeah. Typhoon Lagoon was $24. River Country was $15.95.
You were still dealing with post 9/11. You were still dealing with an economy that was just horrible.
Completely,
So this is a completely different time.
But also,
10 years
people
has changed everything drastically. Mm-hmm. And the last 24 months has changed everything drastically.
It's true. Mm. he's right.
Yeah, but you also in that environment needed distractions.
Yes.
And so for $380, yes, is it a splurge? But it was almost like if you go to
we were flying around trip for $25.
If you go down for a week, it's almost like to the same price, and then you get the perks, you know, of having a pass. Well, so I mean, it's you know you have to weigh that.
Here's something interesting. I forgot they did this. Disney made a significant shift because they used to have two categories before the Magic Your Way tickets came out. They had a category of a pass called the length of stay pass. There was only tickets that were way deeply discounted for those staying on property. So like your length of stay pass was $269 for 7 nights.
Yeah.
So then that was your ticket. You didn't have to add anything to it. That was just, it got you in everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just interesting when you look back at your Disney life, how the prices are increased. I mean.
Yeah, Brad said the Grand Floridian was less than $300 a night in 2000, literally doubled in price over the past 18 years. See, that to me is like, it's 18 years.
That sounds right, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I don't, I'm going to knock them for that.
Right.
Especially when it's like the, you know, premium resort on property, essentially.
That doesn't. It's still, I think, greater than inflation. I mean, a $15,000 car in $19 car in 1998 is not $30,000 now.
I would agree with that, but
or it's definitely not 45.
But it's also not the same park.
No, definitely.
You know, so
you're talking about a couple.
That was the year Animal Kingdom opened. That was the year they became four parks. And it's still a great deal. What?
I was like,
I don't know if it's still a great deal. Four horses. But I think it's a different experience. And how much will you pay for these? If you let's guess, we'll revisit this in 10 years when this happens. What will you pay for a 2-day Star Wars experience for real?
Like per night? Or just
let's say
all
it's
in.
A 2-night experience.
Does it
family of four?
No, let's say just individual, like just you. Just you. What would you per person?
I think there was a minimum of when they announced the pricing, there was a minimum of 2 people that had because obviously it's
okay. So 2 people then.
Two fine. People.
They're gonna have to they're going to have to make it expensive.
It's going to be $2,000 a person, I would assume.
You think so?
Yeah, $1,000 a night, you think?
I think so.
They're going to have to make it that because otherwise
there's
no
already
one will
be
able to get
list.
In. Yeah.
If it's $900 sometimes to stay at the Polynesian, to stay at a Star Wars fully immersive thing, you're talking minimum of that, if not $2,000 a night.
100%. Yeah, I would say $1,000 a night per person. So $4,000 for 2 days to stay there. That sounds right.
I'm going to have to go to the casino planet just to afford this thing.
Hey, Grease, he said he's doing 10 grand, no big deal.
No brainer.
He'll take you.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I'm actually taking that 10 grand, getting a bunch of scratch-off lottery tickets, see if we can double up and then do this for free.
Let's go.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right. We'll see how that works out in a few years. I don't think there was anything else really worth news. I'm looking through comments here to see if there's anything. A lot of people are just commenting. People think space windows would be awesome. I bet you'll be able to disable the window so you can see outside. I just don't know why you
would. I disabled a couple windows last night.
I don't think you will.
No, I think they're going to bank on the fact that people want this completely immersive experience.
They are not going to have turn off the experience.
Nope.
I don't think that will happen.
You're there.
Also, guess what's a lot cheaper to not have to deal with the Florida sun, the air conditioning in your room or anything like that. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you have no windows.
They're just going to make so much money.
Is there any chance of people having a legitimate freak out?
Yes, that's why I think it's only a couple days.
Like, there's got to be.
I think I would have a freak out.
A big clause you have to sign off on that, like, no detriment to your mental health is caused by us.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all about you.
Now,
man.
The truth is, so you're coming from the park. So you're going to be able to leave Hollywood Studios.
Are you going to the park, though, or isn't it that fully immersive?
Well, the park is part of it. It's connected to...
You have to go in an underground tunnel.
No, they said you're going to have to you're gonna have to take a shuttlecraft down.
Under the ground.
Man, this is going to be so awesome. Like, I'm
so you're
totally
basically
going
to spaceport to the spaceport,
yeah.
Basically.
Like,
yeah.
I'm getting shortness of breath over just thinking
about
it.
Yeah, about being locked in a room with no windows for 2 days.
That's true. Although, here's the deal.
Also known as my cabin on the pod cruise.
Yes, exactly right. On cruises, there's already interior rooms. So... Two things. Number one, there's already going to be people acclimated to that situation. One. Two, if you're not a person that thinks they can handle it, try it out on a cruise. You got 10 years to figure it out.
And if you want to try it out, there are cabins available on the pod cruise, and you can leave in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Podcruise.com.
Yeah, if you're
Terry's coming. Last minute decision.
If you're a spontaneous shopper, then podcruise.com.
Still a good deal.
It is a very good deal.
And join us. Have some fun. If your spouse doesn't listen to the show or significant other, I think half the people don't listen to the show that are coming. It's just they're being like dragged by one of the others. They're going to spa. And we're going to podcast in front of 12 people. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm going to the spa as well.
Yeah, I know.
In the control room.
We're talking 40 people right now on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
About the same crowd. But join about 70 other podcast listeners. It's going to be a lot of fun. Podcruise.com coming a month. And if it does well, you never know. We may announce in 2019. May not. We'll see. What do you think, Will?
I think we probably will do another one.
I think if we have fun, we'll do it again.
We have to say this comment.
Ryan on our Facebook feed says, no one can hear you scream in space when you get the bill.
But
it's true.
That's what I call a zing.
Hey-o! No.
Okay, y'all don't appreciate it on that side of the table. Ryan, we appreciate
we
it.
We get it.
Ryan,
I said it's a zing.
Ryan just said
that was the most condescending zing I've ever heard from you.
No. You've heard more condescending, Grace. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very condescending towards you.
Will, I really want your daughter's first trip to Disney. I really want her to be just like super apathetic about the
whole thing. I want her to go to the Star Wars hotel.
I was about to say, we're going to take her. And she goes back home and tells all her friends, like, how was your trip to Disney?
I don't know.
Well, you can't see outside.
Did you see Mickey Mouse? Like, no.
I saw a bunch of aliens.
Services will be at his door the next day. Like, dude, did you go to Disney and lock your child in the closet?
There was a Chewbacca that brought me bottles of water.
You do know that, like,
I think it was Grease.
Embassy Suites have the robot that'll deliver, the droid that will deliver stuff to your room.
Uh-huh.
So that's got to be what happened. Y'all know about this?
Yes. What?
What?
You stay, like, at most Embassy Suites at this point. And, like, you call, like, hey, I need a toothbrush. You're like, all right. They send a little robot that goes up the elevator, comes to your room, drops off in a little, it looks like a little trash can kind of basket. You pull it, or some of them have, like, little drawers that come out.
What? Really?
Am I dreaming this? This happens.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Gosh.
I've never experienced it.
I have. I've seen it go down the halls.
I think we're changing this side of the table to pre-first, because I've never even heard of that. That's so awesome.
At Hilton Embassy.
Look at that thing.
There's a YouTube video.
Yeah, because it's
always a YouTube video. Because people, when they see a robot delivering things, they're going to freak out and film it.
They're like, I'm in Memphis. Why is this happening?
It looks like a trash can.
It's a trash can.
I thought that would have been new technology by the time this thing happens, like with a dang droid coming up. No.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Free breakfast. And
if that happened at the Embassy Suites here or in downtown Birmingham, Alabama, that thing is getting shot.
Like, literally,
there's a backup track can.
Like, insurance companies would not insure it.
This place is haunted.
Like, literally, like, they wouldn't insure it. But, oh, where's your hotel? Nope.
Cabana Bay. Universal has them.
Wow.
There you go. In that hotel, I didn't even know it had elevators.
Oh, it looks like a loft.
On the keypad, you can rate your experience.
You can
rate
your service.
Like, it asks you once it gives you.
They call it the bottler. B-O-T-L-R.
That's a great place to wrap it up. Have fun, bottlers out there.
Oh, man, this is creepy. It, like, shines a light under your door.
Yeah, it's a great day to be.
It's there?
Oh, I thought it knocked.
This one, no, it does not have arms.
It's probably scanning your room.
This is the Aloft version, and it shines lights under your door, and you're like,
That's what it should be. The Instead of having there. People that can come in your room every day because they don't do not disturb, what if we just send robots with cameras?
It's a thing now.
That's a great day to be alive.
They just learn about our behavior and then take over the world.
All right, bottlers, let's wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the news. We'll be back next week with more content. I don't know what. Happy Valentine's Day. If you're listening to this and it's Valentine's Day, Happy Valentine's Day.
If you listen to this and you haven't got your spouse anything, now's a good time to go to the flower department at Kroger, like Grease is about to do.
Go to the Embassy Suites gift shop, sundries shop, you get toothbrush.
This butler's wearing a bow tie. It's Valentine's Day ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, go find a hotel with a butler and go have a good time.
And a tuxedo t-shirt. Like, just keep ordering room service.
I would steal the butler. I'm not letting him out of my room.
How many people have already gotten kicked out of the hotel by trying to ride the butler?
It's a butler.
Sorry, the butler.
Dude, that thing's going to have defense mechanisms for real.
It shocks people.
This one's name is Wally.
It needs a face.
The other one was Winnie.
The butler has, like, a weird scream.
It has eyes.
It needs a real face.
It has little eyes and a mouth and a bow tie.
What?
They're humanizing the revolution.
Yeah, it's a screen, but there's eyes, and that's, like, its little mouth and then bow ties.
This is Skynet. This is what happens.
It's the classic cartoon.
All right, we gotta wrap this up. All right, thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a great week. Come to the Pod Cruise. Me, Will, and the Grease. It's on March 7th through 10th in just a couple weeks. You can join on podcruise.com. And I talked to Tony and the crew. We'll get you hooked up. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Amen.
Gambling with the Grease.
Are we going to do the whole thing at the end?
Yeah, I was just giving y'all a minute, but no one chimed in.
Well, I already chimed in for this week on the show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.